think we're up to Vizeo Inyan Hasasa. Yeah? Vizeo Inyan Hasasa. Vizeo Inyan Hasasa Haksuva Batara V'maisa de Potifar L'Yosef. V'tzalch L'Hinatzel K'mo Shehitzel Atzma Yosef. I don't know whether it's Taas Sofer, whether it's supposed to say the Eishes Potifar, or if there's some Kavana as to why it doesn't. I don't know. Chorich should have said he's about to reference what Chazal say, but with Eishes Potifar and Yosef, so I don't know. But Tzarechli Nasa Kamoshi Hitzel Antma Yosef, Omer Morizal, the Mizvicha Magid. Masha Amruzal, when Chazal say, right, that Yosef HaTzadik was on the verge of Chait, and then Nira Salo Dvus Duk Nashalaviv. See, the Magid says Gaval Gibshat. Mishum Shabagodim Shalav Shalo Shachris, the Lav Shalo Arvis. Chazal say that in order to be Mefata Yosef. So Eishes Potifar was constantly wearing different outfits to look, to constantly be Megara the Yetzahara. V'hoysa Mispa'eres Bahem. And she was making herself look splendid in these outfits. V'Yosef Hibit. So again, the Yesod that the Mo'ei Naim has been teaching about to be ma'ale the midah nefula. B'Yosef hibed al shorish hayofi v'ha'hisparus me'ayin ba. So again, he recognized obviously that in this crude form, it's a midah nefula. So ha'chochem enav b'rosho, so he looked to see what this midah is in its pristine form. Ki ikar ha'esparos hu chiyas Hashem shehu midas Yaakov teferes. The real beauty in something is when there's nothing or as little as possible that clouds the chiyus, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the person. Because that chiyus is, that's beautiful. So who midas Yaakov teferes? Zeh d'mas d'yukna shalaviv. So when he sees d'mas d'yukna shalaviv, again, each of the avos is associated with a different midah. And the midah of Yaakov is Tiferes. So what it means, Zeh d'mos d'yukna shel aviv, is he saw d'mos d'yukna shel aviv, meaning he saw the elevated form of the midah of Tiferes, to which he was being exposed in its crude form as a midah nefula. That's what it means. He saw d'mos d'yukna shel aviv. V'nimtza kalecha, it says Mo'ei Naim, and that's the same strategy that we all have to employ. V'nimtza kalecha tzar lasos kein. V'zehu ester karka olam hoysa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin asks, why wasn't Esther Mukhuyeves to be Mosa Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem? And the one answer is Esther Karka Olam Haisa. So, and again, in its pshat, in its halachic context, it means that because she was passive in the, again, the Gemara doesn't seem to be classifying it as Arayas. The Gemara seems to be classifying it as Shoraveros, but leaving that aside for now, since she was passive, that's what it means, Karka Olam. Says the Mo'inayim, what does it mean on a deeper level? V'hine Esther, Miloshan Haster, Kema Amorim Zal. Esther men Atorah Minayim, Dersev Anochi Haster Aster. Chazal say there's a remez to Esther in the pasuk of Anochi Haster Aster, right? That everything, B'mei Mordechai v'Esther, everything happened was Nes Nistar, no Nes Nigla. V'zeu Esther, again, who represents Hastara, hiddenness, concealment. V'zeu Esther, Ritzoni Loma, HaHastara, Ritzonam Loma, HaHastara Oya Atzof HaMadregas Karka Olam, Nista V'Nelam, V'Nistzam Seim Chiyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Esther Karka Olam means just how hidden, how concealed, how deeply buried the Chiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be. As it were, all the way, if you sort of imagine things metaphorically, with a spatial metaphor. So the Chiyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from La'ela La'ela, and that Chiyas can be so concealed, can be so hidden, that it's hidden deep in the karka of Olam Hazeh. But here, something l'chaora, I think this gives and illustrates something remarkable. When you see this kind of interpretation, so how does it relate to the pshat of what it means, right? To the pshat context, to the halachic context, again, which we just reviewed, of what Esther Karka Olam Hoysa means. So the word is like this, Rabbi Osai. Not only does it not contradict, but it's not even totally separate. It's not detached either. Because basically what the Mo'orim Chaim was saying, this is gewaldig, what the Mo'orim Chaim is saying is like this. Okay, so let's begin again on the pshat. So what happens? So Esther is taken forcibly to the Beis HaMelech, and she's involuntarily chosen and crowned as queen, and she involuntarily is with Achashverosh, and that's what the Gemara is explaining. Since she's passive at every stage, so that's why there was no chiyuv mesiras nefesh. Right, that's the pshat context. Now, what was the outgrowth of this? What was the result of this? What did all of this ultimately lead to? The Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael. The Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael, right? This was going to be the instrument for the Hatzalah of Klal Yisrael, because when Haman tries to destroy, so Esther goes and she intercedes and she gets Achashverosh to kill Haman, and she gets Achashverosh to send the Igros Shniyos, which allow the Jews to defend themselves. So here, in the, again, what on one level obviously is the ultimate tumah of Esther with Ahasuerus, but there was a chiyus in it, and that's the word that he's saying is it's not something, it's not even, again, it certainly doesn't contradict, but only not contradict. It's not that it's sort of totally separate from the pshat. No, it's a deeper dimension. It's a deeper level of the pshat. The deeper level of the pshat. Again, Esther Kalkolim Hoysa, and again, from the pshat you see that there was a chiyus in that, because that was the source of the ultimate Yeshua. Again, this pshat of recognizing that Karka Olam, Karka represents sort of the ultimate in the Chomrius, so that carries over, just as that's the Havana al Darach HaNistor in the Gemara of Esther Karka Olam Hoysa, it carries over also coming back to Yosef. Right? So Chazal say again, on the pshat level, that Yosef was about to succumb, and not tziponav bekarka, and the way he avoided chait was not tziponav bekarka. Literally, he dug his nails into the ground. Ritzonam loma, Nichnas b'ne'itza. Again, since a ne'itza means to penetrate, right? If you dig your nails into the ground, so you're penetrating the ground. It's not just on the surface, but no'atz again means to dig in, to penetrate. Nichnas b'ne'itza el tochi yos hagonos b'karka. Not Tzipon Bekarka, again, it happened on the Pshat level also. But how was he able to overcome, again, this incessant giroy, this intensive hasasa? So again, so physically what he was doing was not Tzipon Bekarka, but sort of what gave him the fortitude to be doing that physically? What gave him the fortitude to be doing that as opposed to be succumbing to chaitz? That's what the Moreh Naim says. No, because it's also telling you what's happening on a deeper level. On a deeper level, v'tzonim lom nichnas b'ne'itza al tochiyos hagonos b'karka. That ein lachanami, again, on the hechochem ein of b'rosha, if you just look at the surface, so then you don't see the chiyos shabo. And the person can just be overcome with the chomrius. However, nichnas b'ne'itza el tochius, the inner core, hagonus b'karka, v'tziponayim heim mosaros. Right? Nails are sort of, I think that they commented that this is from the Arizal, that when you think about it, nails don't really, I mean, if you compare them to limbs, they don't really have any function. Again, so we use nails to scratch something or something, but if you sort of compare to the type of functioning that limbs play, so the nails don't do anything. Nails in here don't do anything, right? They're the things which sort of seem to be extras in the human body, right? V'tziponayim hei mosaros. That's the Arbiv. V'hu nichnas v'mosaros. So he, again, so mosaros is sort of the, I guess it's the ultimate in again, on the in terms of the externalities and the superficiality, el tochiyos hadov hagonos b'mosaros. Again, all the same midah, right? The same tzuras ha'avoda. V'zel v'yavo abay selasas malachta. Right, the pasuk says that on that day, again, when Eishes Potiphar tried to be machshil Yosef bechet, v'zel v'yavo abay selasas malachta. So the pasuk describes that Yosef, again, so the pshat in the pasuk is that Yosef came home. Lasus malachta. Ama bezohar avudata de kutsche bichu do yichuda. Avodas Hashem is yichud, again, yichud, tahainu she yichud hamadregos tachtonos be'alyonos. So you hear what he's saying, that based on the Zohar, the pshat vayomo habaisa is, again, the pshuto shel mikra is he came home. But bias is, let's say you have in Parshas Noach, mi bias u michutz tetzapenu. So bias means inside. Right? Bias is a house, and bias also means inside. Mi bias u michutz tetzapenu. Right? Noach is told that he should coat the teva both inside and outside. The wood of the teva should be coated both inside and outside. So vayavo habaisa, says the Naim, it means he entered in to the tochios hadvarim, right? Hechacham einav berosha. That's what it means. Vayavo habaisa lasas malachta. And that's what the Zohar is commenting. With that understanding of habaisa, that's what the Zohar is commenting, that the malacha is yichud. What does it mean, yichud? Ta'ina she yichud hamadregas tachtonos ba'alyonos. When a person encounters the midah in its nefula condition, in as expressed in chomrius, and he again elevates that midah. He recognizes the midah of cheshek. He recognizes the midah of his paras, etc., and recognizes what that capacity is supposed to be used for. So that's what it means to be meyached. Tahinu sheyichel ha-madregos tachtonos ba'alyonos shehu ha-yichel ha-gomu. So again, Esther represents, again, the actual historical real person Esther also represents, because it was a time when Hashkocha was Nistara, so Esther represents what's Nistar, right? When the Chiyas is Nistar. So Chazal commented, Esther Yerak Rokas Hoysa. Then Esther wasn't really attractive. She had a greenish complexion. But she wasn't. She wasn't attractive. So why is it that the Megillah? So how can the Megillah say that Vati Esther noses chein beinei kol ro'eha? We all react to outer appearances. We all react to physical appearances. Ella Chazal say shechut shel chesed moshuch aleha. Right? We use that phrase. Right? Someone has chein. Right? So she had a chein that made her appear beautiful, even though, sort of objectively, as it were, she had a very unattractive complexion. Esther Yerak Rokas Hoysa. So what is that physical, what is that physically manifesting? What's the idea that's being physically manifested that way? When you look at something only on the physical level, again, not the chiyus shebo, not in the context of avodas Hashem, just on a purely physical level, right? Shehem besof madrega, so me'atzmam ne'me'usim. There's nothing more mo'us than that. So again, kol zman that you only see the Hester, so then it's Yerak Rokas. It's very unattractive. Al derech isha chemas malei tzoa, right? When Chazal sort of depict how irrational the Yetzahori is that men experience for women, so that they say that they depict the woman again. It's not people who like to find fault with Chazal, you know. Think that this is a misogynist comment. It's not. It's just depicting sort of how just animalistic the Yetzirah is, as opposed to anything which is rooted in. If they were interested in saying the same thing about how animalistic the Yetzirah of a woman is, so then you would depict al derech pshad. You would depict a man the same way. Al derech isha chemes molei tzoa. Chemes is a klicheres. What does that mean? It means, again, it means that the purely physical really is something which is mo'os. But it's only when you have the chiyus shebo, that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's beautiful. And that's what Chazal are expressing when they're saying that Esther, as it were, objectively was Yerak Rokas. She had this greenish complexion. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashach chut shel chesed. So people saw, it's when you see the toch, when HaChochem Einav Barosho, then even the physical appears beautiful. Nimtza le'olam yidbak Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu shu chesed kol ha-chasodim v'tanu kol ha-tanugim al derech kal v'cholmer. So a person should think, a person finds himself, again, due to the Yetzer Hara, a person finds himself naturally attracted to the Cholmerius. So a person should stop to think that kal v'chomer imet pnei chut shel chesed shemoshach b'dova mo'os nimshach hacheshek, if, as it were, just the HaKadosh Baruch Hu dangled a chut shel chesed, and that totally transformed the Yerak Rokas mo'os into what's really beautiful, kol shekein l'mechaye chayim, if a person, again, he elevates that midah And instead of being misavet el hachomrius, which is what the Yetzer Hara would have him do, he's misavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lami yisavet el hageshem. Why is he? Why would a person settle, as it were, to being misavet to chomrius when he can redirect that taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed kol hachasodim mitanu kol hatanugim? Okay, we'll stop here.